Our scripture this evening comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. I'll be reading from the Message this evening. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Have you ever felt like you were broken? Broken by grief or loss? Broken by the harsh words or actions of others? Broken beyond repair? The traditions at Christmas are sometimes hard to bear when we feel so broken inside. The world tells us we are supposed to be joyful and happy at Christmas. But sometimes, we just don't feel that way. And then, we feel ashamed because we don't feel how the world tells us we're supposed to feel, making us even more sad. Tonight, I want to tell you that it's okay to recognize your brokenness even at Christmas, that you need not feel ashamed for not being happy, that it's okay to be sad, even at Christmas. That Jesus came into a world more like the brokenness you are experiencing than he did into a world full of happiness. You know, the other day I was working in the kitchen and I opened a cupboard too quickly. A plate that had been hastily and not well stacked came tumbling to the floor. As I picked up the pieces and prepared to dispose of them, I was reminded of an ancient art form called kintsugi. You see, unlike we Americans, the Japanese people don't see broken pieces as worthless or irreparable. Instead, they repair the broken pieces with an epoxy and inlay the cracks with gold, which makes the broken dish more interesting and more beautiful than the original. It's these cracks and deformities that make the dish beautiful, that make it special. What we would have considered to be garbage, they turn into a work of art. The dish is not made new. The cracks don't disappear. Rather, they are transformed into something beautiful. You see, the cracks are what allow the light to shine through. This is what Jesus does for all of us. In Matthew 5, Jesus tells us that we are supposed to be lights to the world. Whose light? God's light. The light of Jesus living inside each of us is a gift that we are meant to share, and our light is often seen through our own cracks and crevices. That's the beauty of being human. God doesn't ask us to be perfect people who are without cracks and chips. Instead, Jesus is the gold epoxy that puts us back together and enables us to shine his light into a broken world. We are more beautiful because of the cracks than we can even imagine. That's how much God loves us. He won't leave us in broken pieces on the kitchen floor. He puts us back together, one piece at a time, as he creates his beautiful mosaic masterpiece, interweaving the gold light of his sun into the very fabric of our lives. And because he's done this interweaving, He enables us to share His light with other people, other broken people, just like us, so that they can come to know how much Jesus loves them and can let Him do His masterful kintsugi repair on them. Then they too can shine Jesus' light into the world. We get to bear God's light through our brokenness, through our cracks, and that's where we are both healed and where we bring healing to those around us. So this Christmas season, let Jesus craft you into His mosaic masterpiece, healing your brokenness with His gold light. You don't have to put on a happy face for Him. You don't have to pretend that everything is okay when it's not. All you have to do is let Him love you. He'll take care of the rest and make you more beautiful than you can possibly imagine. Amen.